Henry, this seems like really bad timing to me.
It's terrible timing with the virus increasing, including in Americans' home state of Texas. This is a terrible time, and it is a terrible decision.
So do you think it might end up reversing itself?
I don't think so. American clearly values profit over the health of its employees and its customers, and it is trying to capitalize on the summer travel season, given the fact that it has a limited schedule and it knows that there won't be much travel. It wants to compete aggressively for every passenger it can possibly get.
Of course, the irony, it strikes me, and I'm no expert in this field, but it strikes me that, you know, they could drive away potential flyers with that policy if other airlines are willing to keep those middle seats open.
There are other airlines that are willing to keep middle seats open or sell fewer seats than are on the plane. Southwest, Alaska, JetBlue, and Delta are the four airlines that are doing that. However, if American's fare is less expensive or if American offers a better schedule, passengers are going to choose that, or some passengers at least will choose that. And American's promise that it will offer people options to switch is an empty one. I have heard repeatedly from travelers that when they do try to switch, there are either no flights available or the flights that they're offered are just as full.
You know, this is an industry. I'm not surprised by the decision because this is an industry that for years has been shrinking the seats and the
adding the fees,
the room between the seats. I mean, they're trying to jam so many people into those airplanes now. I never thought for a minute that they would fly them half full for an extended period of time.
Yeah, well, look, airplanes are expensive and they have to be paid for. And I spent more than half my, or almost, I should say at this point, half my career working for different airlines. So I certainly understand the economics and the financial pressure that airlines are under. But we have a pandemic. We are very aware of how this can spread. I give credit to airlines for operating more modern planes that have HEPA quality filters, but they are I think, going to undermine every effort to get people to travel with this decision. People are scared. We have issues of fear and trust. We are being told, keep our distance. We get on an airplane, we are packed in cheek by jowl. This is simply a bad decision, and I think American will regret it in the long run.